Blog Talk Radio.
This is a story about control. Female control. Control of everything. So let's go and grab it.
Let's get it, girl. We're controlling this. I'm not ready to find out.
Shine. Already got my first guest in the building, Zora Money. Shout out to you. Say hi to everybody in Philly Shine Land.
What's good? What it do with the business
like,
is?
Like, no, it's not called Philly Shine Land.
I like that. I like the ring of that.
You like that, Reno?
Yeah.
Reno likes Philly Shine. All right, well, everybody in Philly Shine Land, how you doing? What's good with you tonight, Zora?
Man, same old, man, just campaigning for hip-hop, man. You know, sending out these emails, you know, jumping on radio shows such as yourself. And, you know, just promoting hip-hop, man. I think that we should get back to the music and stop getting all and get off the egos.
Get off of the egos, get back to the music.
I think most artists think that the more money that they have, they'll be a better artist. But, you know, this is God-given. This is talent. You don't just put materialistic stuff before that. If you don't deal with yourself, you'll never have nothing.
Shout out to Zora Money. He on some real hip-hop shit. Campaign, I'm in it. And, of course, the movement is Buck Bandit TV Magazine, YolaSite.com. Got the boss in the building, Buck Bandit Reno.
What's good? Philly Shine is the hottest.
Yeah, definitely. We chilling tonight's topic, you know, a little fresh one. Shout out to all the fresh asses that call on the show. So I'm asking, who's had sex with more than one person in a day? I should have said more than one, but I said two. I should have said more than one because people are like, wait a minute, what about four? What about six? Six of them.
Yeah.
You know, well, people get it in.
That's why you got to leave it open. You say two, and then people be like, what? Shit, I did eight. What you talking about?
Hey, I have been kind of crazy with me. You know, I ain't. But in my younger days, I used to do that every day.
Oh,
that was normal for me. I had no emotional attachment to a woman. I didn't really know what that was about. So, yeah, I did it all the time.
Nope.
Probably two, probably three, probably five, you know.
I hope you had the clinic going speed down, my man.
No. See, the situation was, you know, like I always was aware. I was always aware of STDs and all that because most of the crowd that I was around since I grown up was always older than me. You know,
we not talk about the consequences. You know what I mean? We talk about the part.
Oh no! You got to talk about the consequences.
Nah, fuck that. We not talk about consequences tonight.
You got to have them.
That's a whole other convo there.
You know me.
We're gonna talk about consequences one day on Philly Shine Jr.
But I love when the good and the bad make people who they are, man. You know what I mean? If we don't acknowledge our mistakes, man, then we don't learn from nothing.
True, but we gonna have some fun with
it. At the end of the day, you know, yeah, we done did it. I done did it.
Shut the fuck up. Thank you. Hey, shout out to the CEO of the building. The fucking phone lines is crazy. I see my cousin in the building. If anybody wants to say anything, just press the number one. I'll come to your mic, open up your line. But, DeMel, we were busy a little bit today. He had me rapping on the Florida radio show. Shout out to the CEO. Who in the building with you, DeMel? Hello? Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I think we lost them or something. But we got some weird number. I don't know. I don't even know what type of weird number this is. I think there's another Skype or something. 672-721. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You just pressed the number one.
Arizona, man.
That's you're in Arizona?
Yeah, man. You don't look
at all. I love it down there.
Press mute, Zora, or something. I'm trying to find out who this is. Hello? You pressed the number one.
He said it's Arizona.
Your name Arizona?
Yeah, you know who it is, huh?
No, I don't.
Let me find out if you can hear me.
You said what? I don't know, man. The switch was acting funny. It wasn't even an area code. I don't even know. That was weird. That didn't even care. It was like five numbers. I'm like, what the hell? Who has a number that's five numbers? I'm going to check in on a few callers and we can make it to getting to know Zora Money a little bit. We're going to ask people the topic question. We get a little fresh tonight. Shout out to 731 in the building. Welcome.
What's good, Miss Honest Fire? You know, I got to come through and hold you down. Check in with my girl. What's good? This your girl, Bombay.
Bombay. Big up to you.
Good. I love your show. You're so opinionated. I love the show. I'm checking you out.
Yeah,
I got my opinions around here. I love it.
I got my opinions. Wait a minute. The weird number, call back in. Press one so I can know who you are. I'm going to call get back to a weird number. It's like five digits. Whose number is five digits? But, wait, all right, he pressed number one. All right, now, who's this? Hello? Oh, Zona, what's good? Yeah, I know you. What the hell number you call from, a Skype or something?
No, I think I'm calling from my cell phone.
How in the world do you got a cell phone with only six numbers?
That's
no
crazy.
Area code, six numbers. It's no area code. It's weird. I wish somebody else could log in to see this. It's weird. But definitely I got your mic open, so chill with us, Zona. Everybody in the building. I'm chilling with some very talented motherfuckers. Philly definitely doing their thing. And like I said, shout out to the private callers in the building. It's like six of them. I hope they're important people and not stalkers. But we're going to have some fun tonight on the show. Shout out to the man in charge, man. We're gonna have
you know
some
what
fun.
It is. The kid Buck Bean DeReno, CEO slash host of Buck Bean the TV.
And I'm here to tell y'all to log in to Buck Bean the TV magazine.yolasite.com.
Say what? That's Buck Bean the TV magazine.yolasite.com. Philly's number one underground network. You're listening to
Philly Shine
on BBTV.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
What they do it? What they do it? What they do
in the building? You know it. What's good with these girls? It's about entertainment. Swing on, get them out of my way. Not a bitch. Not a nigga. Nobody. I'm repping X Squad, Thundercat, Southwest, Philly. More things to come.
Let's go.
Hit the cheating niggas up. On my way to pop up. Knock, knock. What's up? I smash the window to your truck. Then I'ma shop again. Spending money, season check. But you need time, cold rain. I went to Blue Hay Spring Fling. Party is spinning with these AC winning. Spent. And it only took me about a minute. If I got a man, there's nothing left to mention. Cause I'm ballin' on the field and he catching what I'm pitching. Yep, 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 yep.
This what we doin', what we doin', making music, yeah. This what we doin', making music, good music, yeah.
Silly bitches, can't get with.
My boy Zora Money in the building.
Hannibal Top Shotter
coming through a little later. You don't get paid to be a freak. We don't talk about they freak asses today fucking a couple people. It's like, no, not everybody's story is a story of freaking. Maybe it's a story of cheating, you know what I mean? And I think everybody has probably cheated before, mostly everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know who hasn't. Have you ever cheated on a girl, Reno?
When I had a girlfriend, I would have to say no, because I only had, like, three girlfriends in my life. So when I did have one, I wasn't
cheating. Boo! You
I'm not
going
to move my... Look, I'm not going to try... No.
Every fucking topic, you...
No, that's real. Look, mostly, a lot of niggas going to be fake, like, yeah, you know, I fuck 10 chicks, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be real. When I had a girl, that's who I was freaking all crazy. But when I ain't got a girl, there's no hoes bar. You know what I mean? I got you. You're lucky I can't get to the switch board.
I got you right back. All of tonight's sound effects are brought to you by Honest Fucker Fire tonight, so I approve all of them. Yeah, what? Got you back, Rito. But we got Zora Money in the building. I only said some people cheat, most and only some of them, because I know Zora Money is not a cheat, man. Have you ever cheated on a girl, Zora?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately, I was pushed to that point.
That's the story I want to hear. I don't want to hear about people's freaky escapades. Like, y'all just go fuck five girls a day, back to back, run them down, fix them.
Did I have a girlfriend do it count? Do you have to have a girlfriend? Because, I mean, I did it when I didn't have a girlfriend.
No, you can share your story, too, of course, Reno. But I'm just saying, like, because that's what I could relate to. Because I remember being a young buck or whatever, and this guy just would not leave me alone. Like, he was nice, and then I just gave in. But it got to be too much. Having sex with more than one person in one day, two people, is too much, too much. But that's my story. We ain't getting to that till later on. Zor, you're an artist. Tell everybody what they would get from Zor Money the Artist. Like, I want to collab with you. What am I getting?
Honesty. You know, like, the way I am as a person is not too far from who I am as an artist. The only thing that makes me different from artists is that every line that's coming out of my mouth, at the end, I'm rhyming. That's about it. You know, it's me, 100% me. I have worked on versatility. I have worked on my creative aspect. I just worked on being inspired by music. So, you know, I'm not into all the rest of the stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I just do it. We just gonna get it done. If you throw the beat on, I don't care what it is. We gonna do it. It's gonna be done. And I'm gonna give you everything I got. Because that's all I got to give.
Oh, that's what's up. That's nice. I still told you, Reno, I need the Santa
Fe. You already know, you know what I mean? You know firsthand how I get down, you know. I mean, a lot of people just want some music, and I want to contribute to this music. You know what I mean?
We're going to play a little bit of that music from him. This
song is
definitely featuring guests that I'm going to have on later on tonight. Hannibal, it's called On Call. And everybody listening, I see there's a lot of listeners. If you want to open up your mic,
that's the single for Broken Glass. That's a single for Broken Glass. Me and Hannibal doing a mixtape together. I'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We got Miss Bombay on the line. She's Bombay. What need I say? We need to say more. I like that name. With that name, you don't need no explanation. You just come and bring it, right?
It's a Bombay.
Already now. Already. Check out y'all. On Call. Broken Glass coming soon.
I get that 9 hour wet like it ain't nothing. And just to see her body's touch is like a damn blessing.
And she don't call my phone if it ain't really about nothing.
And I love her for that. She make me want her more. And she's so proud to say she love her baby sure. Texting her and Skyping her, wanting to spend my life with her. You can say I'm wiping her, I'm putting up a fight for her.
If I'm feeling in the middle of the
I can't wait. It's Mr. Tear Her Down, so she can't stand straight. Yeah, I love the way her ass bounce. Sex with her, take me higher than a half ounce. Beat it till she tap out, or better yet, we pass out. What you know about that kind of loving? Foreplay before we go, it's all kind of touching. Hit it in every position, it's all kind of.
If I'm feeling in the middle of the night, I know she'll be there. Make me wait at all.
song, you know what I want. And I know she want it too. So here's what we'll do. We'll start right down, cause you got a job to do. Can't wait too much longer, gotta have it. I can't help it, gotta call you, it's a habit.
Now that was catchy and beautiful. I like that. Shout out to who was singing. Who was singing on the hook?
Oh, my man O'Brien.
Too.
O'Brien. You know what I mean? My out of town connect, man. I love my out of town people, man. You know, shout out to Missouri.
That was hot.
Shout out to North Carolina, South Carolina, Atlanta, Minnesota, Detroit. They reach out, man. I love them for it, man. And they talented, man. A lot of talented people, unsigned. My whole album, that's all I'm doing is linking with unsigned artists. I don't want no signed artists on my album. None.
It's nothing wrong with that, but that was real high. I was starting to sing it myself. I'm like,
Yeah, shout out to my man, Animal, you know, my man Animal Top. Shout out to Concrete Jungle, you know, my home where I rest at. Held me down forever. The Trauma DVD will return.
We got to talk about Concrete Jungle because we want to know, that's your name on Twitter. Anybody wants to find them, Zora Money, Concrete Jungle. But we're going to talk about that. But we got to get into this topic. I see we got a special caller on the line tonight. Mania, what's good?
This is Manaya.
I be fucking shit up all the time. What part of this world are you repping?
Uptown
is a building. Reno. You probably know her. Reno be all over Uptown in everybody's house, don't you?
Not mine.
But welcome to Philly Shine. Though tonight's topic, we going in, you know what I mean? I can relate to every topic almost, except for the one about threesomes. Y'all heard my story.
I ain't never do that.
Yeah, me either, like, fuck out of here. Boo you.
Why boo?
I ain't got time. That's fucked up that I've cheated before, but I wouldn't want nobody competing in front of me. Like, I'm not going to have you with no another bitch in front of me. Mm-mm.
You dig? I'm stingy, too. I feel you, honestly.
You with me too, Bob?
I'm with you, girl. I'm stingy. I'm selfish. Fuck that.
Yeah, hell no. I don't care if I got two. Ain't my two. What do you say?
I say email me the password.
Email you the password?
Yeah, I can't get to the switchboard.
Oh, look at Reno. Hell no. Look at him. He ready to go to war with me with these.
I'm ready to go.
He want to boo us. It's okay. I got the. You know what? All the salmon steaks will be done by Honest. I ain't even going to let him in tonight. No.
You get on Twitter.
Yeah, boo you. Manaya, can you relate, like, to the topic?
Of course.
Have you ever had sex with two people in one day?
It wasn't intentional, but some dudes just don't get the job done. And you just got to do what you got to do. I mean, I don't have toys on deck. I got numbers on deck. So
you got numbers?
Exactly.
She ready. Just like that, she ready tonight. So wait a minute.
He didn't get the job done. So
I mean, what's the difference between a threesome and having two guys in one day? What's the difference? One is a train that they don't know about.
Okay, but if you're cheating, the other person is not supposed to know.
Yeah, the other person doesn't know. That's the difference. A train is two guys doing the choo-choo.
No, that's just
Florida.
That's a train that they're not aware of. But if they know each other and you had sex with both of them, but it wasn't at the same time, it's still a train.
You know what? That was
no,
not
they
the
know each other.
Situation.
How you know?
He acted like he know everything because he's from uptown. He's like, I know everything that goes on. So the boys,
dudes probably playing stuff that out, but girls, well, maybe some girls do, but mine wasn't playing. It just happened. I was sexually frustrated, and I needed to make that call. That's all.
Yeah. Well, how many hours? How close was it together? Like, was
it ASAP? Soon as he left, got the car. I was going back.
You said what?
The
shower don't take long. It sure don't. You know what I mean? You definitely tell him, like, excuse me, boy, but, yeah,
okay.
Come here.
Oh, I got to get ready to go.
Shout out to Reno, acting all fucking nonchalant. He's supposed to be the freak boy out the situation.
I said that's what I would have said, like, oh, I got to get ready to go. You gotta head out real quick.
Oh, you know, when
so I can call the other person? What did you do to call the other person?
Call him and tell him.
Get him out of there?
What's up? What you doing? You busy?
No, I'm talking about the person you made leave.
I didn't make him leave. After the sex was done, he was ready to go. He had to go to work. It was already mapped out.
Already mapped out. You know what? For real, my story, I didn't plan it at all. You know what I mean? Like, I think I was cheating on my boyfriend for like 2 weeks or something. It only lasts 2 weeks. I couldn't take it no more. So at first it was like I fucked my boyfriend and he would go away for the weekend. So I would have, you know what I mean? I would have like, all right, the weekend I'ma spend with my little side joint or whatever, who also thought he was my boyfriend. So then my boyfriend ended up coming back early or whatever. So it was like, oh, my goodness, the morning, the night I had to spend the night with my boyfriend, and he would go out. Then when my other friend would come home, we would go out on a date or whatever, and then I would sleep with him, and then he dropped me off, and then my boyfriend would end up coming to my house. I was like, oh, hell no. So even one day I had sex with both of them like 4 times. I was like, all right, when do you got to go? Yeah, it was like, too much. It was like I was, you know how you give them the 52 fake hour. I'm going to be here for a minute, so don't pick up the phone. You know what I mean? Don't call me. And then they're like pacifying just for a little while. You're not going to be able to pacify a guy who cares about you for too long, but nobody got hurt out of the situation, though. I was let the other guy off easy. Or I lied to him or something. I think I told you guys.
We got a surprise for you. One of them is on the phone. You've been punked. It's like, no.
What's crazy, and the reason why I brought up this topic is, how about I seen him? He came to the Pure White event that we had at Mill Creek or whatever. So I seen a boy or whatever. He's like, look at you, dude. I was like, yeah, how you been? But, you know, it was all cool because even after. Listen, what was crazy is this is how I broke it off with him. I told him I had a disease or whatever.
Oh, no.
Would not leave me alone because, like, the next week I was not fucking him. Like, I was just done. Like, my boyfriend was acting too right and just too in my ass, and I just didn't want it to go down. Like, them, you know what I mean, hurting each other. So I had drew this, like, red mark on my lips. and I went over his house and was just like scratching it and stuff.
Oh.
I went over it was so horrible.
You went through all that just to break it off?
Yeah, because it was nothing I could say to him. Like, he would just keep calling my phone, and then I was driving at the time. Like, he would just be like, you come, I give you gas money. It was just too much. So I just had to really just turn him off or whatever. I didn't care, like, what he thought about me. You know what I mean? Zora, it was crazy. Like, you have a cheating story? Because I feel alone.
Like, my situation was different, though.
What's
like,
your
I
situation?
Like, my situation was pushed to that point. Like, she like always talked about another bitch to the point where I wanted another bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like my mind was not on another girl. And every time like I would be at the studio for them.
Oh, what you was with her?
Yeah. And, you know, I would be there. So then it's like every time I would talk to her, it was like a lie. It was like it was always an invisible girl. So then I just made it another girl. I was already getting faulted for it. So
I know what you mean. Like, you know, like, I know you cheating. Like,
yeah, because it was
shit.
Like, if I'm going to lose shorty, I want to lose her for really cheating. And then
yeah.
I wound up cheating with a girl that wound up being 4 times better than her anyway. And we stayed together for 5 years. So I wound up getting out of that. You know what I'm saying? So that was kind of like, I don't know, it was almost like a blessing. Because I was, you know, we was playing with each other. And then I left her. And then the girl I left her for left her boyfriend. So it was like we cheated, and then we wound up staying together. And then, I mean, it lasted 5 years, and then that got old.
I can relate.
You know what I mean? So
my
it was kind of like, so it was like a cheat and then a power move.
Yeah, my last boyfriend took me from my last boyfriend.
Yeah, because I can't say 5 years is a bad relationship. You know, it's just things, you know,
yeah.
You gotta grow apart.
I think it is. I think that's 5 years out of your life you can't get back.
Nah. I don't think so. I was what? 17? That was nothing.
Damn, so you spent your 21st birthday with a girlfriend.
Say it again?
You spent your 21st birthday with a girlfriend.
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
What did you do on your 21st birthday? Did you go to Vegas? Did you
used
to be in Florida, wasn't you?
It was crazy. It was crazy about the situation is the girl I was with for 5 years, she never gave me no pussy. Ever. Like,
when you was with before?
Yes. I was a stone cold whore up and down the street. Like, I damn near hit everything in her neighborhood. Like,
all the bad ones.
And then I got her and was with her for 5 years and didn't get nothing.
I like how he had to put that detail in. These are all the bad ones. Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Listen, because
I can't do it. I'm a freak body. I like to hit it with the lights on. So if you ain't right, you ain't right. We ain't doing nothing. I can't do it. It's just not right for me. I'm not trying to hide nothing.
Like,
I want to see everything.
Exactly. That's more than okay. You know what I mean? We going in on this topic a little bit. We already had heard the track on call, which I thought it was real catchy, real fun track, you know what I'm saying? We also joined by Miss Bombay doing it over there in Tennessee. What's the update on you, baby girl? And then we got to, of course, ask you the topic question. Can you relate?
I definitely can relate. I was sitting here reminiscing on my teen days. I was like, damn. I felt like I was the only slut. No, I'm sorry. But for real though, my teen story is I was with my baby daddy. We was together. He had cheated on me. I was young. We stayed together, actually. I called myself putting him out. And to get even with him, I invited my buddy on the side over, not knowing my baby daddy was going to climb in the window and be hiding in the closet watching me have sex with my boyfriend number two. So, yeah, it was real awkward. He was in the closet.
So he didn't
and then
jump
the
out?
Next day, oh, wait, no, he didn't jump out. No, that's crazy. I said that. When I think about it to this day, he could have killed me and boyfriend number two. But what he did, he waited till boyfriend number two left the next morning, and he was sitting on the steps crying, bawling, scaring me like a psycho. So, yeah, it ain't really worth it, though, because you can get killed. It's a deadly game.
I would have jumped out.
You motherfucking lucky as shit. He ain't me, cause you just dead like shit.
I'd have taped it and put it on one of them free sex sites. Like my shorty out of pocket. That's how I put up there. My shorty out of pocket. I'd have put all these funny ass sound effects. I'd have put your name up there, your birthday, everything. Yeah, your social security number. You would have got me. I would have cried. It had just been there.
You know what? As a man, I'd have killed you.
No. That's lose.
Let me tell you how crazy I am. If I was to see some shit like that, I would go while y'all sleep, get the ice cream scoop out the kitchen, sharpen that shit up, and then scoop your pussy out, and it just kill you. Like, I swear to God, I'm trying to tell you. I don't know what I would. if I was to be able to climb in, like, you know, Spider Woman into
First
the
of
window.
All, he didn't want to be climbing nowhere. That is damn. He wanted everything he was looking for.
Miss Bombay,
that's
please
what
tell
I said.
Me
why was he climbing in the window? He wanted
if
to
he
see.
If he climbed in that
see.
Window, he bought that. He bought what he looked at.
Yeah.
When he thought she was going to be in there, you know, watching a smut tape and then like, oh yeah, come here, baby, like how I look on the movies and shit. He got his nut ass blessed up.
We're going in on topic tonight, you know what I'm saying? But we also joined by my second guest, Mr. Hannibal Top Shotters. Welcome,
oh,
welcome, Mr. LeSean. What's good, boss? Hannibal? Oh, now, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't even put him in. Hannibal, you there? I just gave you this crazy intro. And Hannibal, Top Shotters in the building. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's good, boss?
What's going on, everybody? Shit, I'm chilling. Like, I'm actually in the studio right now. I had to sneak off, you know what I mean, so I can get the business with y'all.
Yeah, what you working on? You got, tell everybody about yourself real fast, mister.
Well, my name is Hannibal. I rap with the Top Shotters. If y'all don't know, that's me, Cheek Raw, High Speed, and my man Stax Ruben.
Lil Man, what happened to Lil Man?
Lil Man, he locked up right now.
Damn.
He out West Virginia. He got like an 8 to 16 out there. And
damn.
Then when he come back, he gotta fight a homie over here. You know what I mean, so.
Damn.
It ain't really
free Lil Man, man.
Good. I'm saying, but
man, you know what? Fuck that shit. America got so many goddamn loopholes in their judicial system. Tell them I said get in their law library, man. You never know.
For
this
real.
Up, yo, it's so fucked up in here. I've heard of people getting off on some bullshit. So, my fucking uncle killed 3 people, and I just seen him yesterday in down the bottom. He ain't in jail. I mean, he killed 3
for
people.
For real, I feel you. For real,
he killed 3 people, but the laws in America are so dumb.
He
can get
them
gun charges. The motherfuckers
can beat anything. Shit.
Money.
Yeah, right?
Exactly.
But we're going to keep hope alive for
this
shit. Fuck that shit.
Shout out to Lil Man, man. You know what I'm saying? Free my nigga
Lil
Man.
Yeah, free my nigga Top.
You talking about Lil Man with the braids from West Philly?
No.
He's from my area.
Oh, I know who you talking about. Yeah, I know that one, too.
Yeah.
All right. Tell everybody about you, Mr. Hannibal. I know you got a couple mixtapes coming out. We was already talking about Broken Glass with Zora Money.
Other than that, I just been grinding hard. I got Put a Muzzle on Me that came out on the 21st Volume 1. That's my personal joint. I got Cheek Raw on there, High Speed, Stax Ruger, Zora Money, NH, Black De Niro, Tech N9ne, you know, all the basic Philly niggas, you know what I'm saying? That a lot of niggas I fuck with personally, you know what I'm saying, on a whole nother level. But other than that, I got another mixtape called The Preseason. That's coming out. That's me and my nigga Razorblade. That's going to be hosted by Ace McClick Clack. And we got Straight Outta Pop 5 coming out. It's like a collaboration CD of all the top artists in Philadelphia. Everybody that's grinding and working. Really working hard towards rap, not people that's just saying I rap and I want to get on the track, you know, with all the bullshit, you know what I'm saying? It's real people that really put their life into this, you know what I'm saying? And that's going to drop probably in about 2 weeks. So anybody that's trying to get on that, my email address is phillyhannibalts1@yahoo.com. Y'all can reach me there or y'all can hit me on my Facebook, Hannibal Top Shotter.
That's what's up. We got a couple callers in the building. We're going to check in. Like I said, if you want to press the number one, I will open up your mic and you can join in. I see we got Arizona back on the line with his little weird number. But 267-588. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up, Fire Baby? This Tweed Money, baby.
Hey, what's good, Tweed?
Good. I'm with a little
Yeah. He's also a great artist, too, Tweez. Shout out to MySpace for everybody to check up on what you've been up to. And I got to ask you the topic question. I just need to know the answer from you.
Baby, what's up? Yeah, man, you didn't ask me anything. You know how we roll, baby.
Yeah, Tweez like a brother, man. You show so much love, man, so much. Please. Oh, really? Tell them your Facebook. I mean, tell them your MySpace, your Facebook, where they can hear your music from.
You know what I mean? At yahoo.com, you know what I mean? Tweez Money, you know what I mean? It's right on my profile and shit. That shit say Real Philly Rap shit. You know what I mean? You just check the motherfucking, the little motherfucking freestyle single or whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? It's called Get Guap, you know what I mean? And you know what I mean? Or you can go to motherfucking the YouTube and shit and just go to Tweez Money. You want to see a stack of money, and you know what I mean? You know, I mean, you know the song Fire, baby. You know what I mean? You know that shit shut shit down.
I feel that.
Yo, shout out
the fucking chat room is fucking popping. Hi to everybody in the chat room. I need everybody calling 646-929-0172. We getting on the topic, but wait a minute. Before we ask Tweez the question, I'm going to play a little freaky music so we get us in the mood.
All right, yeah, go ahead, man. Do what you do, man. You know
what I mean? Shout out to the Eye of the Storm ENT. No, they call it the Storm Boys because it's all boys. They all fucking hot, all fire. Listen to this first verse. I'm going to give Reno the password so he can.
Let's go, man.
Take her out, cause she's unfine. Down on my knees and ask my Lord to keep me clear from the devil, kiss my skull. She's on fire. Yeah, I hear it, everything is so cool.
Yeah, come on, listen. Shorty gotta be the baddest chick around, from her feet to the top of her crown. Always fly, always chill with smell good. That's why I gotta bless her with this good wood. She's on fire for me. Fuck my face if you please. Keep it sexy's the key. And I drop to my knees. That pussy's better than a motherfucker. And when I'm in it, get me harder than a motherfucker. That's cause she keep it tight and wetter than a motherfucker. No others on her level, none near a motherfucker. She got them tats up in the right places. I like to lick them, kiss them, make her make them nasty faces. You know it's feeling good, you know it's feeling right. I hope you got a sitter, cause I want you all night. The head keep it down, the ass it must stay up. I'm going in, that's how I like to fuck. You say you like it rough, tug at your hair a little. I flip you on your back, I wanna work the middle. I hit it harder, I wanna see them titties bounce. You yell your dick's the best, it's thicker than a 20 ounce. I know you thirsty, baby, come and drink this Pepsi. On 69, let's go, I hope your ass is ready. I know you about it. I know you about it. You ready for daddy?
Yeah, I'm ready for daddy.
I know you is. Man, that ass is on fire.
It is, baby.
Hey, it's on
that
fire.
Was hot.
It wasn't it?
Thank
you. I think that Bombay.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't win in on that. I was feeling it.
Yeah, that's my boy Key West. He went in, you know. I think it's, I'm going to tell you, all you fellas on the line, Arizona, shout out to Tweez, the artist, shout out to the other people who called in who didn't press one. I'm not sure, but if you're an artist and you're a male, and in Hannibal's or Money Reno, women like that freaky shit. Can we get it? Like, I would like for you to describe all the shit you want to do with me with cherries, bedspreads, whips, sheets. I don't know. Taking off your cleats, like, make it rhyme and make it sound hot.
I've been working on a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, for the ladies and shit, you know what I'm saying. And we got some
that's
real, real
speaking, y'all.
Yeah, because me and Zora have been going in. We've been in the lab, like little lab rats every Sunday, you know what I'm saying, working hard.
Yeah, boy. Hey, that on call is just some little pleasant shit. You know what I mean? That's just cool. Wait till y'all hear this single that comes behind that that's called Dripping Wet. Man, that's going to turn it to a whole other level.
Yeah.
We just falling. See, we just teasing them right now. You know what I mean? But we about to turn it up. Nigga, if you don't have hot records, you're going to lose.
Actually, tonight, the reason why I had both these artists on my show at the same time, because even though they definitely represent two teams, you know what I mean, they come together on some real fucking unity shit. Like, they've come down to my Diamond Spotlight music event. Once they were going to perform, but it was just too crazy, but they still chilled and was, like, so humble and banging, and then y'all just killed it last month, like.
Yeah, you know, we trying to do every month, man, you know what I'm saying? Because we come down there and show you love. I don't give a fuck what event you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
Music shit really popping, nigga. Like, yo, it's really fucking popping.
First from you, Zor, tell everybody your experience, like, Diamond Spotlight. I always ask everybody to, you know what I mean, tell everybody about the showcase. First of all, was it popping? Was it a lot of freaking ladies? Yo, my show used to be 70%.
To me, it's not more the female thing. You know, the ladies always gonna come out. You know,
the ladies don't always come out. I'm just telling you this.
Thing, like the whole situation of like just the vibe. You know what I mean? Like I'm a vibing type dude. Like the first time we came.
All right, with your preacher.
No. And it's like, you won't get this regardless from me. You won't get this regardless from me.
We're going to argue. It was just a yes or no question, Zor.
Well, what's a yes or no question? That's your problem. Why wouldn't it be?
That's all.
I wouldn't have been there that long. I wouldn't have stayed that long. I'm keeping this funky. I'm keeping it extra funky. Me and Han don't be in the side in the corner for nothing. We can check this shit out. Check it out. On my mother jaw. Check it out.
Hannibal, you said you got 5 mixtapes coming out.
Five.
I was trying to count.
Well, I mean, we like probably like a month and a half ago. I just dropped Straight Outta Pop 4.
Yeah.
With you know a lot of the artists in the city, and then I just dropped my personal mixtape called Put a Muzzle on Me, Volume 1. Shout out to myself. And
big ups.
I'm working on Preseason with my man Razor Blade. Straight Outta Pop 5, that's already done for real. I'm just pushing myself first. And then after that, we're going to hurt them real bad with me and my nigga Zoya. You know I'm saying? That's when we really going to dig in the ass, and they're really going to see some real music out of Philly artists. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to be like, damn, oh, my God, niggas really can rap. It ain't all about, oh, my gun this, my gun that, you know what I mean?
We're going to get into that. We're going to talk about the YouTube, too, because they definitely have a YouTube video. Shout out to CJS Photography, Mr. Big Stuff number 9 on YouTube, and you can check out their performance from Diamond Spotlight. We got a couple new callers in the building. I'm gonna say hi to. We gotta get back into this topic too. Like Ms. Bombay, you took the cake though for the night. Ms. Bombay is taking the cake with her story. 215-869. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, Honest, this is B. Jones Beats. What's up?
What's good, B. Jones Beats in the building? Finally got you to call up. Chillin', we got the boys. Hannibal in the building. Zor Money, Buck Bandit TV Magazine, YolaSite.com. And well, you have the name. B. Jones is major. He always blew down the spotlight, of course. But tell everybody, real quick, how they could be able to check up on you and that new instrumental mixtape that you released.
All right, y'all can hit me up on Facebook / B Jones Beats or Gmail, just Gmail B Jones Beats. And I got my instrumental Kindle and the Beats on deathfest.com right now. That shit did about like 200 joints in like a day, so yeah, it's doing some numbers. And it's on 52nd Street too.
Yeah.
Tell everybody the name of it again.
It's called
I'm Killing the Beats, Volume 1. We're going to get that play towards the end of the show. We're going to play a little clip from your beats. But stay with us because I'm about to ask my homeboy, Arizona, in the building, the topic question. We've heard from the ladies. We heard from Zor. I didn't ask Hannibal just yet. You know what I mean? We didn't really ask Reno, but we're going to get to Reno, too. But Arizona, I got you in the building. Tell everybody about yourself as an artist, because we killed it at the white party. I like Arizona. Arizona could spit a million miles an hour and then do a real cool ass laid back trick. That's amazing. Like you got too much range.
Like I had fun with you so much, man. I had so much fun with y'all, yo.
Yeah, like,
he was in the trip. I really dug that.
Go ahead. Shout out your Facebook. Are you on Twitter? Who's
not
on Twitter?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Yeah, I mean Arizona at TVINC. Yeah, I mean I'm on Facebook.
Miss Bombay, what's your Twitter?
Huh? Who am I?
I'm Miss Getdo. MZGETDOE at Twitter.
Wait. Wait a minute. Spell it one more time.
M-Z.
I-N-C. Thoroughbred Incorporated.
Miss
Getdo.
Can y'all
let her talk?
Miss Getdo. Miss Getdo. G-E-T-D-O-E. M-Z.
Miss Getdo.
Like, on your topic, though, on some realness, like you know how we do already, but, like, just to let people know, like having two females at the same time or two dudes at the same time is not necessarily a bad thing. You feel me?
I don't need to hear about the logic. I want to hear the story. Fuck the logic. We're not worried about the logic.
I see one happened like two nights ago.
Wait a minute, aren't you married?
If you have more than one anything, I don't care if you're a dude or a wife. I like your wife.
You're about to get fucked up. What the hell?
It was cheating. It was two women in the same night, but it happens like every other night though, like because my wife loves me. You dig what I'm saying? So like we do certain things. But anyway, back to my story though.
Yeah,
I mean we in the crib, we should have done whatever. You know, things start popping off when people come over, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you kick everybody else out and you get y'all from there.
Screaming out of the bed. We know how I feel. I just want to sexy shit go on.
If things open off, you never know what might jump off. You dig what I'm saying?
All right. So it's every other night you got two women.
Wow. Pretty much. Like, you know what I mean? Like, my wife comes out.
Oh, come on, man. I get pussy, but I can't do it every night. Like, come on, dog.
Every
other night.
Reno, listen, everybody who's listening, we can't all talk at the same time. For real, we can't talk at the same time.
I got a pool in the middle of my living room, like this is an everyday occurrence, like, you know what I mean, as far as...
No, chill, okay. I got you. We can't talk over each other. Please have respect. Because I will, you know, mute your line. I don't want to have to mute you. All right, thank you.
Yeah, Reno,
everybody listening, y'all can check out the archive shows and how Reno has been getting it in. He's been freaky every other show, but tonight, I don't know what it is. But we're about to get into this music. You know what I mean? His freak boy pants has been officially revoked. Live on Philly Shine, I don't know. He's been revoked. He's all on some white girls every night. I can't fuck every day. Who can't fuck every day? Say I. Wait a minute. Everybody who's mic'd up, who can't fuck every day? Say I.
I.
You alone like shit,
Reno. That's how you tell a fuzzle. Because if you really get something like that, then it's you can only do that when you don't get it that much. When you
Wait
get
a minute.
It all the time, it's
no.
not. Come on, man. Come
but
on, man.
I will have sex with my man every day, 17 times a day. If I had the time, like, are you fucking kidding me?
That's what I'm saying.
All right, I got a headache. Music is being played. We got some crazy tracks that we're going to play. Shout out to Hannibal, Zor Money. They got this crazy freestyle. Is it Peace Sanity? Who Never Be Satisfied? Who produced that track? Tell us about it a little bit, Zor. Never Be Satisfied?
Never Been Satisfied?
Oh, I lost Zora. Hannibal.
Yeah, there you go.
To get back to old school, who the first one that said I could never be satisfied?
I don't know. A woman?
You lost Zora?
Showing off my people, y'all.
I turn metal into gold. I put the fear of God in their eyes until it settles in my soul. I don't think I'll ever be satisfied.
I expect too much out of myself. Black diamonds and wealth, A1 health. Nah, who I'm kidding, shit, I pop too many bottles and I smoke too much rhythm. Trife life living, every day we pistol packing. Narcs trying to grab and judge hitters with matches. For some reason I'm stuck up in the gutter. Gotta bring it home, family need bread and butter. So I'm out here with the butter, trying to bring home the bread. On the battlefield, if you blink wrong, you dead. Shit, it's all killers where I'm from. Lions in the jungle that'll kill you for a crumb. The block like a wall, we all chillin' with a gun. Smoking so much, we can feel it in our lungs. I know I ain't content all that time I done spent sitting on that bench and I ain't pushing in a bit.
I turn metal into gold. I put the fear of God in their eyes until it settles in my soul. I don't think I'll ever be satisfied.
Satisfied. I got 'em.
Satisfied.
Yeah. I'll never be satisfied. No, never not be at all. Satisfied. They say I got the rapper look. Guess I got the rapper eye, but I ain't got the rapper money, so no, I ain't satisfied. No. They say they mad at I for what I'm just doing me. And you can push me all you want, but ain't no moving me. A gun buster, true hustler, mimic me. My whole life I've been with titans like Tennessee. I got money, but I'm hungry, man, I want more. They say I'm greedy, shit, well, blame it on my young boy. I'm on some hard shit, fuck him, kill him, old shit. Get his wife auction and leave his kids starving. I beg your pardon, see, I was told you better ride. And if not, you got popped by Brandon Mom. And I can make a mill off every grind. Go flat and I still won't be satisfied. I go hard, bitch, I'm the future. The game ain't nothing like it used to.
Metal into gold. Put the fear of God in their eyes until it settles in my soul. I don't think I'll ever be satisfied.
It's little me again. Oh shit, it's Z again. Heard he back to snapping with his rap shit. Wanna be my friend. Negative, I will never let you suckers in. Cause you're worse than these bitches we be fucking with. I told them they days is getting slim. And they results are turning his back like fuck him. Now it's fuck them, you old fucks, you washed up. And half of them niggas already know that it's time's up. They hanging on to something they ain't got. They say blaming on the buzz, I say blaming on the pot. They keep talking about the streets, and really never heard the block. With 30 niggas on these strips, they really munching on the dot. Stop. What happened to rhyming with common sense? And no, I ain't saying start rhyming like common sense. But this is just a topic, I hope that it might stick. All dogs go to heaven, they calling me Mike Vick.
Metal into gold. I put the fear of God in their eyes until it settles in my soul. I don't think I'll ever be satisfied.
That was hot. I like that. We got Zora Money back up on the line with us. You know what I'm saying? That was that track, Never Be Satisfied.
Yeah. That's that work right there.
Again, you got somebody. Okay. Oh, I got it. Again, you got somebody on the hook singing that R&B.
Yeah. Ty Brown.
Zora for putting that together, the beat and the person on the hook singing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he did a good job on that, and he killed it, you know what I'm saying? I don't personally know the singer, but it was crazy, though. Still, it was ridiculous first time I heard it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, all you got to do is set it. All we got to do is they set them up, we just knock them down. You know what I mean?
There's nothing wrong with that. But how did you guys even meet?
Well, I always seen Hannibal because, you know, I used to do the drama DVD. So I used to always see him running around, you know, in the grind. And I always wanted to get him on camera, but, you know, all the little buzzy boys, they just wanted to be in the camera so much. I used to always run out of tape. But I always used to hear him. I used to always hear him. I used to be like, yo, you tell my man Kurt, like, yo, watch him. In a couple years, he going to be a problem. And then I kept hearing him, and he kept staying consistent, but he was quiet, and that's what I love about a nigga. Like, he was never like, yo, I'm Hannibal. It was like, you know, what's going on, my nigga, I'm Hannibal. And then when he spit, it was like, I'm me. His swag is like crazy. He got a swag that's one of a kind. I mess with niggas who that, you know what I mean, that's just in their own skin. He not nobody else. He Hannibal.
For Hannibal, all my girlfriends, I don't know who said anything to you, but I was like, I don't know if he got a girl. Go ahead, say something to him. They were just like, who that? Because you was definitely, when a guy falls back, that's just sexy. But we also got a few new callers who pressed the number one to join in with us. We got some person who hung up and keep calling back from the 267 area code. If you want to join in, just please press the number one. And shout out was good with you. But 813... Erico 813-391. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Bunnell Street, man. Checking in. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida, of course. You know, the gunshot rate.
That's what's up. Big shout out to
Florida, man. My man down in Jacksonville. Big shout out to Florida.
Yeah, you guys in Tampa, right?
Yeah. I am in Tampa.
Please give a chance to show off your website to whatever on Philly Shine before I ask you the topic question.
All right. Well, y'all can check me out, of course, in MySpace, Nero Street. That's Nero Street. And also, you can hit me up on Facebook, Nero Street. And you can tweet me also at Nero_34. You know,
wait a minute, what is it?
Nero_34.
Yeah, 34. We got you, Nero. But tonight's topic question, and then my guest, and that song that you just now heard was Never Be Satisfied, Zor Money and Hannibal, Up in the Building.
I like that song right there, man.
Yo, missed the other one. Check out the archive of the show. The first track I played was just too catchy, too banging. I like that shit. That shit was hot. But tonight's topic questionnaire, have you ever had sex with more than one person, with two people in one day?
Yeah, I have, man. It's just, you know, that's hard work, though. You know what I'm saying? I did it a couple
times.
Ain't it hard?
See, that's my whole thing. I think it's too much to do. Like you just it's too much. It's like more than one person is too much. And then I don't know about all other ladies, but dick will shake their pussy. You know what I mean? Then you gotta get a new. Oh no, it's too much. You gotta keep the world. Why in the world is Joe not working? Something wrong with my upload. I can't get my.
Yo, I'm in fire. I got a question for you, real talk, though.
No,
I'm dead ass serious. No, shout out to Scott Muzak in Philly. He did me a raw ass tattoo. So shout out to Philly. Hold me down on my tattoos. I come there pretty often. Next time I come through Philly, I'm going to definitely come check out the spot you got. But why the hell is Philadelphia Towing Company towing everybody's shit? They towed my car when I came there.
Because they broke bastards.
They are fucking horrible.
When I came to Philly and I came outside my hotel, my fucking car was gone. I was pissed off. Philly will tow your shit. So you go to Philly, make sure you park in the parking garage. For real.
They will take the shit out of your shit.
So you know I've been to Philly for real if I had to go to PPA.
Yeah,
PPA.
PPA. Yes, they actually have an actual show called Parking Wars. It's so fucking popular how much they take people's shit in this city.
Uh-huh.
And it's fucking people. Yo, you ain't lying. That's why I'm on drive. Like, listen.
Yo, they don't take your car. They lock that shit up.
They had to get another rental car. They come with so much technical shit. You need the paper, the date you got the car. They want so much shit, like the impossible shit. You got to go to another state to get that shit.
That's
why I want the bill of sales for the car. They want the dumbest shit.
That's why I don't drive. Not to mention, I have like the road rage of Yosemite Sam mixed with dynamite. I can't, like, I wouldn't be able to deal with the cops and then motherfuckers touching my shit. What? No, we
what?
Would definitely make a movie. I shot the tow truck guy. But, Nero.
PPA, they'll fuck up your fucking vacation.
PPA, yes. Oh, that is so fucked up.
They shattered my dreams of Philly, man. I loved Philly before that incident. I was like, what the fuck, man?
Oh, you know, take it from everybody in Philly. Reno, have you got a car sold before? Or you had a PPA experience?
Shit, I can't even count on one hand.
What about you, Lord?
I done got my car towed. I done got other people's car towed. Yeah, my car got took because they mistaked it for somebody else's car and shit.
What about you?
I just never had a license. Sometimes I used to be able to shake them, and I just did to tap them up real quick. But sometimes I just ran into the ones that was like, nigga, I'm taking this car.
Listen.
It's my mom's car. It's been sitting there. I took it. Look at the radio. The radio ain't even in there. The radio in there and everything.
You got to negotiate about that.
Like, you said the radio wasn't in there.
Hold up. Arizona, what about you? Have you had an experience with PPA?
Yo.
Yeah.
Oh.
You hear me, Arizona? No?
No, that was me. My fault.
No, Arizona, you still there? I guess he just clicked over something.
Yeah, that's the topic for another day, parking wars.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going to be on that topic for real.
Yeah. I hate this city.
Yeah, they
though.
Disrespectful.
They disrespectful.
They is, for real. They'll kill
they
your
like,
dreams.
Honest. I don't do Twitter. I'm one social site. I only could deal with, like, one at a time. So Facebook / your money, you know. I got a MySpace that only got a music joint on there, but I barely touch it, you know.
But no, on some real shit, niggas still go to MySpace.
No, I don't. I can't do it. It's like a big commercial now. I ain't trying to buy all that stuff that they throwing up in there.
Wait, my computer got a virus off MySpace.
I'm on MySpace and I got 5,000 inboxes, and they all advertisements. I'm thinking something popped off. Somebody hit me up about some business, and everybody's trying to tell me how I can get MySpace T-shirts and printed with my name on it, and how I can get an ad thrown all over the place.
You like, man, MySpace, if you don't tell me.
Yeah, it got me all hyped up. I'm thinking a nice little young lady want me to, she ain't seen me in a long time. And it's MySpace telling me about the Twilight free after party. I've never seen Twilight a day in my life.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, I would take another music break, you know what I mean? I also had another artist on my show last week, my boy Ace Spitz. He went in hard. Nero, I didn't ask you the topic question, but I'm going to play this song, and I'm going to get in with you. And definitely, Reno, I ain't forget about you. But this is the track, my boy Ace Spitz, Ride Today. I like the Did the Destroyer. Check up on it.
CCP, what I'm about.
a veteran. Smoking on his cuss, but the weed be my medicine. Green is all I see, one word, first letter M. I don't give a fuck who you think that you better than. Fuck the whole squad, fuck you and your next again. Flow is what I'm blessing with if niggas got beef. Watch my voice creep deep and the teeth like some Mexican. Anytime Ace on the ball, I'm ahead of. And you niggas don't let no beef, cause I'm a jetty. You dudes just talk about bread. I'ma get it, two bars, slash max with the cheese. Get more bitches, rappers ill, but I'm sicker than AIDS. My flow daddy, be patient. I'ma give you some more, just hold steady. Nigga, Roger that. I'm about my dollar strap. If you ain't talking money, nigga, holler back. PA, where I'm residing at. West Philly, that's where you find me at. Hottest in the East. Told you I'm a beast. If these niggas got beef, we can take it to the street. Then he going to the spittle. I told you it's official. Bigger on my side, you don't want to meet that pistol. Crazy motherfucker, yeah, I know I got some issues in the hood where I'm at. Niggas starving there, get you some before you do that. I put some lead in your tissue. You don't want to get shot with this strong plated nickel. Yo, I eat and sleep rest. Eat on every check. All I do is get money, roll earth and tea back. If I ain't doing that, you can catch me with your bitch. Call me pretty boy, but I hit it hard as a brick. When it come up, she catching all of the shit. If she get it on my pants, she getting smacked with the dick. Then I tighten up my pants, go back on my kick. Then I hop in the wheel when it's back to the strip. Nigga, Roger that. I'm by my dollar strap. If you ain't talking money, nigga, holler back. B.A., where I'm residing at. West Philly, that's where you find me.
To my boy, Ace Spitz. West Philly is where you find them at. We live on Philly Shine by Honest Fire. My ex, my boy Nero from Florida, 813 in the building. The topic question of the night, Nero, you with me?
Yeah, I'm still.
Tonight's topic question, have you ever had sex with two people in one day, like more than you can handle in one day, pussy-wise, too much pussy?
I'm saying, like I was saying, it's hard work, but, you know, that situation is just like, you know, you made a plan to go here, you know what I'm saying, and had a backup plan, the first plan ain't go through, you know what I'm saying, so you went to the backup plan, then later on end up getting hit on the phone by the first plan, you feel me? So you got to come through, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
guys, you got to push that question. You got to push that question, guys, because... I talk about a 10 the guy did that if the first one was whack.
No,
if the first one was the bomb, they still probably did it just because the opportunity presented itself. Like,
yeah.
But you know, like you said, big, he's like the first plan just went away. I'm trying to tell you, like, my shit was crazy. Like, I mean, I said it on the show when I had the paper department. I got that, you know. Shit make you fix feet, like. I like when Nicki Minaj said this shit. She's like, I got the kind of pussy that can fix feet. It's not. But, you know what I mean? So, I don't know about Brino talking about pussy getting bored after having it every day. No, like, your pussy shouldn't get bored. Miss Bombay, have you ever heard that? Your pussy bored? Wow. I can't have it every day.
If you go into the person, that should get boring as hell.
Well, we're not
talking
about...
You got to keep it spicy. That's why you got to keep reinventing it. You got to keep spicy.
You
got to
reinvent it. Yeah, invent some sex. Get your Trey Songz on.
Everybody don't get wifey treatment, because wifey get the everything treatment. The world. All
right, Reno. All right, we got a new call. We're going to cut Reno off. Boom,
Ada.
Reno.
Ada.
Oh. Two, six, seven. I mean, no. 215-779. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's MC Shire, yeah.
Baby, welcome to the show.
What's up? I told you
she I was
calling.
Oh, what's up? So glad that you did. MC Shire is an artist
tonight.
Out of Philly. She do a goddamn thing. You press the number one, that means you're coming in a show. So I gotta tell y'all that new track Swigger requested on all the radio shows.
That shit hot.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Lowry.
Yeah, that's my baby. I love Shia.
Hold on, we gonna have to knuckle. Who said that about my girl?
That was Bar Money who just said that. What?
I know, I know. Nah.
Reno.
Yes.
Be good.
What's up, Reno?
What's up? What's going on?
Reno is hilarious. He be like, he wants some new shit today. But we got another caller too. Philly is in the building heavy. Also shout out to New York in the building. 808 in the building. 404. You know, we showing love. 267-978. You just press 1. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
That's Groo the Greek calling from Philly, man.
Ew. What's good? Welcome back to Philly Shine. How you been?
Hey, man, just grinding, man. I just say grinding.
All right, go over the great grinding. Tonight's topic, I'm going to ask you first. And then we got to get into some more music because we got Hannibal.
I just got out of
money.
I just came out. Shout out to boy Hannibal, man. I just came out your topic.
You just came out of my topic. For real?
Right.
So you just had it today?
Right. Right.
So wait a minute. Did you do that because today's topic was having sex with more than two people? You had to be fresh for the day. You had to fresh
that's just what it was. Listen, man.
Well, was the girls at the same time, or you got one in the a.m., one in the afternoon?
One in the p.m., one in the a.m.
One was in the studio, and one was after the studio.
Yeah.
bottom line.
Bottom top.
That was that, man. One was in the studio, and one was after the studio.
Hey,
it is what it is. But we're going to check it. Way big. What nigga don't like it? Why you rushing?
I mean, who wouldn't want? I like Chewies. I would take it while I was driving, anytime. It don't matter.
Right.
I think it's all good.
It is what it is when it go down.
Reno,
ain't no shame in my game.
Reno the one that said he can't do it every day. Like I can't handle it. But.
Don't do that.
Reno said he can't handle it. He don't know how to do it all that many times.
Wah wah.
Reno said, if you try to do it, it's going to burn. I'm just busting on my homie, for real. But definitely everybody who's on the line, everybody listening, y'all know it's going down. It's Friday. We might be welcoming Jackie O to the party. So drop that shit and roll with it. We do it anyway. I've been here for the past 3 weeks, Swagger ENT, Friday nights at 69th Street Lounge. It goes down. I be like, let's go down. Let's show our pants. Let's pick it back up, sweep the floor with it. You know what I mean? We have some fun. So hopefully everybody in the building. And also my homie will probably come through, Hayes, and then I'm going to play some more music for my boy, Zor Money. And his top shot of camp. But also, Hayes has exclusive ringtones. You guys can text 69937 and get your free text GFNJ Radio to 69937. Get your free ringtone of this track right here. And then we're going to go into 1 to 5. What is 1 to 5? Like, I like that track. Tell everybody a little opening, because we're going to do this drawing back-to-back Hannibal. Is that the name of the track, 1 to 5?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Oh, shit.
What is y'all doing over here?
No, these niggas in the booth acting stupid. They all, you know what I mean, they fooling, so I got to go in there and smack a few niggas up real fast.
I'm trying to see the footage.
You got another show coming up, so I can come show my love and support.
Okay, we'll talk about
coming
that.
Coming to Philly, fuck that. Fuck PZA, coming back.
Yeah, fuck PZA. And definitely I'm so thankful for my girl MC Shy calling in, you know what I mean? She do a thing. Of course, you know what, girl? You won't be on Philly Shy coming soon. We're going to talk about that, because I'm a fan of you.
Hey,
I'm just waiting for Hannibal. He hosted my mixtape, so he got a lot of projects, but you know I'm waiting on him now, that's all.
Forgot to mention that. You know, I'm hosting my young man, Guru the Great mixtape, and he's spitting that fire. I mean, I'm going to hop on there, tear it down for him with him, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're going to do it.
I got to get on that joint, too. I'm coming.
Why not, man? Why not?
Get a female touch on it, you know what I'm saying?
It's just been crazy. Like, my label mate just got a crazy dub, you know what I'm saying? So it's just been crazy. Like, they trying to get him ready so they could take him to a major label. So shit just been real, real crazy in my camp. Like,
We're going to go in on that. We got to shout out y'all YouTubes after this little music break on Philly Shine. Everybody fucking a couple people on the day. I got you too, New York. I see you just pressed the 1 when I get back. And 267, 7 is the first number. What's good? I like that you're listening. But press the number 1. This is Hayes, Pockets on Swole. Hit that ringtone.
Hey, folks, 360, that is how the waves go. I do it, I do it, oh. Get a lot of dough, and I keep my pockets full. My rocket rolls, and I keep my pockets full. I'm not that old, but I keep my pockets full. I just rock and roll, but I keep my pockets full. Get money, 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 my pockets on swole. Get money, 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 my pockets on swole. Get money, 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 my pockets on swole. Get money, 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 my pockets on swole.
I'm feeling the trap and I'm killing the rap. Really, I'm crack when I'm killing these tracks. Filling a stack, couple million racks. All I'm willing to bend and the ceiling is back. Sick of the talk, you listen, I'm bouncing. Give me the bread and my wrist will be flousing. I am the reason your chick is menage. Sorry, no time for the sitting and stalling. Picture me bowling, picture the bend, picture the rim, picture my friend. That was turning they back, you're running they trap. They popping back up in the picture again. I'm in it to win, get it a spin. Put in some work, flip it again. Hit up the bar and the liquor is in. Look at my homies, they twisted and bent. Look at my shorty and give her a 10. Told her she fly, she get it from him. H-A-Z-E did it again. That is what coming in the midst of the win. Came a long way from the hood on the block. About to come through in the hood in the drop. Still number one and I'm good in my spot. Just tell me better, I put up the guap. Pockets is full, look at the knot. Time that I shine, look at your watch. Video vixen, look at a shot. Up in the down, look at it pop. Haters is hating, I'm waiting to make it. But they can't affect me cause they in the basement. Probably somewhere on a whole nother island. That's on the roof where the money is piling. I'm styling.
Oh, get a lot of dough, and I keep my pockets full. Oh, my rocket rolls, and I keep my pockets full. I'm not that old, but I keep my pockets full. Oh, I just rock and roll, but I keep my pockets full. Oh, get money, 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 my pockets on swole. Get money, 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 my pockets on swole. Get money, 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 my pockets on swole. Get money, 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 my pockets on swole.
I keep it clean.
Hey,
I'm on my lane.
Hey,
I do my thing, y'all. That's right, I came to ball. And now I need no uniform to play this game at all.
They ask me, Hayes, is you bubbling yet? I tell them I'm coming to one that's a threat. Soon as they find me, I double the check. And they tell me I'm hot and I'm one of the best. Look how I dress, check out the fit. A mansion is something I'm headed to get. Jacuzzi whenever I'm ready to dip. Chilling with shorties, that's sexy and I do it so fly. Who was the guy? I promise it's nobody true with an eye. Suit and a tie, cute to the eye. Looking for me, but I'm cool in the sky. Pockets is full, I'm out of control. I'm fire, so I'm probably hot as a stove. Rocking it, roll when I'm rocking, I'm chillin'. I jump off the stage and my body, they hold. Oh, I'm grinding, I'm shining, I'm coming for mine. Bring up my hurdle, my one at a time. Chillin' cause I'm in a comfortable line. Comfortable mind, these suckers behind. Long as I'm getting the money, I'm fine. Honey, cause I'm one of a kind. Pockets is full, I'm stuck to the grind. I shine.
Oh, get a lot of dough, and I keep my pockets full.
Oh,
my rocks is full, and I keep my pockets full. I'm not that old, but I keep my pockets full.
Oh,
I just rock and roll, but I keep my pockets full.
Oh,
get money, 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 my pockets on swole.
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 I do it, I do it.
Oh,
I do it, I do it.
Oh,
I do it, I do it.
Oh,
I do it. I do it.
We do it. Pockets on soul. Shout out to my boy Hayes. He definitely came through Lully Shine, Diamond Spotlight, you know what I mean, Denim Mill Creek. Shout out to the new callers in the building. We got some crazy area code again. I don't know what number you're calling from, but your last four digits is 2030. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is DJ Lockness, and I'm calling from Ohio.
DJ Lockness, what is good? Welcome to the show.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm the newest member of the S-Squad DJs.
I'm getting in Ohio.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
One
Big
thing you
Ohio.
Have, X-Squad, we spread out, you know what I mean? Tell everybody how they can
Shout out to my man Jay. Shout out to my man Jay from Ohio, you know what I mean? My man Jeremy, you know, that's my nigga.
Now, DJ Lock, how can we be able to get in contact with you over in Ohio, get you some music and whatnot?
And they can email me at djlocnez@gmail.com. I got a lot of stuff popping off. You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
That's for fun. Well, my guest
today, X-Squad DJs doing big things. This movement is growing so
Mrs.
big.
Bombay.
I'm loving it.
Miss Bombay, yes. We're going in, no matter what. But
shout out to Mel, Honest Fire, everybody doing big shit.
Yeah, I was told to call y'all. You know what I'm saying? And my boy, you know what I'm saying? The CEO of S-Squad DJs made it official. You know what I'm saying? When people are working with me, they get it done. So this is a Loch Ness Monster, and I believe in people out there. If you're a rapper, you out there, and nobody believes in you. You know what I'm saying? The S-Squad DJs and DT. I'm a member of the official DT. I'm Ohio's official DTP DJ. I'm Ohio's official Trill Entertainment DJ. I'm a international DJ. I got 100 Racks. Shout out to 100 Racks, the official energy drink. You know what I'm saying? They get down with me. Everybody that gets down with me, you know what I'm saying? DJ Lopez definitely got you covered. Legitimate Music Group, I just signed with them, you know what I'm saying, last week. You know what I'm saying? So I got a lot of good things coming off, you know what I'm saying? I see you guys doing the radio show, so, you know what I'm saying, giving much love to independent artists, because if it wasn't for the independent artists with that real music, then music wouldn't exist.
Well, so how do we reach out to you?
He just said it.
I mean,
yeah,
like I said, I got a lot of...
Yeah, because we get at everybody.
You can find me on Facebook, you can find me on Twitter, MySpace, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Twitter so everybody can know it.
Man, Google me. It's DJ LOCNEZ. Google me.
Okay, all right, exactly. Yo, and then also, I'll make sure everybody get his contact. Because as X-Squad DJs, baby, I got that. I hold it down from Philly. So definitely thank you for joining us.
In the house. Philly the kid, baby.
Philly is in the house, yes. Big ups. Shout out to the caller we got from the 267 area code in the line. 267-567. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
We said, man, live from Philly, Philly, with the deli.
Yeah. Yes, that was good. We chilling. I'm about to get back into some music for my boy. The phone lines is crazy. People calling, hanging up, calling back. Like, what's good? It's popping. We're going to get to all you guys. But chill with this. This is one. This track is called 1 to 5. Tell us about it, Hannibal. Who's featured on the track?
Well, you niggas already know what it is, man. Family, Top Shot of Gang, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy Hannibal, me, my nigga High Speed. You know, he fucking crazy with it. My nigga Stax Ruger, he grinding hard right now, you know what I'm saying? And my nigga Cheek Raw. They already know what it is, man. Top
Shot
of Gang Bang.
Oh shit.
All right,
listen.
They got boys.
Listen. It's my fault. Reno always tells me I need to stop naming shit. Fucked up shit. But I named two tracks the same thing. So if this is not 1 to 5, tell me so we can fix that. Is that it? Is that 1 to 5?
Yeah, that's it right there.
All right, I did it right. Okay. Philly Shine.
Let's get it.
I do my damn thing. Do what I want to do. My show. Shout out to the Top Shotters, Philly in the building.
Hey yo, Haas, what's the miracle? Ain't none of these underground rappers lyrical. I'm about to go hysterical and show these niggas that the spit game astonishing. I'm about to bring this back. They want my spot like I'm Donovan. If I'm washed up, tell me what's the problem then. I let you niggas breathe, I was oxygen. Now I'm back applying pressure with the shot. Ready for war and I'm coming at the hottest. All these niggas claiming that they riders. Well, I'm shooting head first like I'm diving. I'm a product of puffing and straight violence. All we know is gonna bust it today, solid. Cause every day it's been murder after murder. That's why my niggas cop and burn after the burner. Every day my mama praying I don't turn up. From 10 shots, happen to get earned. One is for the project, two is for the streets. Three is for all my niggas that's packing heat. Four is for the raw that we keep up in the floor. Five is for the time they might kick open the door. One is for the project, two is for the streets. Three is for all my niggas that's packing heat. Four is for the raw that we keep up in the floor. Five is for the time they might kick open the door.
How many times must I tell you? Knife you or shell you? Rest in peace, my niggas swerve. Two bangs, cows, two terrorists. 40 cow, bad bitches, scales too. Razor blade, glass plate, that blow what I sell you.
I do it.
I get that working movement. Straight out the pop, that new shit. I'm my own boss, that's rude shit. Same shit, same words, same script. Never will I change that. Same swag, same gay, same. One is for the project. Two is for that block I claim. No sales where you bust. Nigga, if you not my gang, I'm trying to duck the fast. You on Facebook beefing. Tell your life and your status. Nigga, let me at these pussies. Behold this nigga in the air while I clap these pussies. I got two piece. Four is for that raw. I keep it in the kitchen floor. Kid dog, I know you knew the situation. Fuck you fishing for.
One is for the project. Two is for the streets. Three is for all my niggas that's packing heat. Four is for the raw that we keep up in the floor. Five is for the time they might kick open the door. One is for the project. Two is for the streets. Three is for all my niggas that's packing heat. Four is for the raw that we keep up in the floor. Five is for the time they might kick open the door.
Yo, keep the feelings in your chest, nigga. Come at me, come direct, nigga. Fuck all them threats, nigga. Niggas talk about the hottest out. I get spit by a cotton mouth. Make me bring a shot of doubt. Send my mans to come blam at you. Take the muzzle off hand to come and fucking dismantle you. Wanna bet, put up a body, make it yours. If you really the boss, pay the call. Come on. I'm a Corona, a backwoods stoner. And baby, I go hard, long as the track give me a boner. Might find me dolo, cause I'm a loner. So don't mix me with these rappers like a moaner. I'm a buck 50 cutthroat, 45 gun smoke. I tie you a slip knot, harder than a drum stroke.
Roll. Obviously, lay down.
Your favorite rapper, I get at him. Fuck who he with. I spit at him, shot him.
One is for the project, two is for the streets. Three is for all my niggas to stay in the heat. Four is for the raw that we keep up in the floor. Five is for the time they might kick open the door. One is for the project, two is for the streets. Three is for all my niggas to stack in heat. Four is for the raw that we keep up in the floor.
Check them out,
five is for the time they might kick open the door.
I give it to them raw. Uncut, I show them what it really is. Mr. CR, they don't know how it really is. Born and raised Philly kid, streets how we came up. Fish gel, baking soda, turn the flames up. Marquees, black rims, screens on the headrest. Sudden petty murder me, nigga, I ain't dead yet. Told up my head fresh, smelling like new bill. Swag make the ladies go crazy, like Blue Hill. Throwing back blue pills, syrup in a soda pop. Religion jeans on, pockets wide holding knots. I froze the watch, stick in the face. Cause I flow so great, like the Michigan Lake. No flakes through the whole year, 24 whole square. Couldn't see the picture when I started, now it's so clear. Oh yeah, keep the work in the hidden sand. Haze in me, hide in the mileage on the city cam.
One is for the project, two is for the streets. Three is for all my niggas that's packing heat. Four is for the raw that we keep up in the floor. Five is for the time they might kick open the door. One is for the project, two is for the streets. Three is for all my
Bad niggas to stack the heat. Boys for the raw that we keep up in the floor. Robbers for the time, they might kick open the door.
I also show love to producers on this line. Shout out to Sincere215. Check out this beat, y'all.
Stay grinding, man, out here. That's why I try to tell my youngins and everybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out to our Twitter link so everybody could be able to, you know what I mean, check before you get to collab with the beats and whatnot.
Twitter.com/Sincere215. That's C-I-N-C-E-R-E 215. All day.
All day. Oh, we lost ATL. Oh, ATL. Definitely, I love everybody who's listening on the line. A lot of people didn't press the number one, but at 1 o'clock, if you're still there, I'm opening up your mic, and I'm going to say hi, you know what I mean? I'm still in the building with my guest for the night,
yeah.
Motherfucking Zora, motherfucking money.
They already know.
Make money, money, make money, money, money. Say, what's up with your YouTube? Are you on YouTube? What's your YouTube link? You got your own personal YouTube link? Mine.
Yeah, I have.
Everybody is M-E-I-Z-P-H-I-R-E. Me is fire. As a matter of fact, I'm going to ask everybody to shout out to YouTube after I ask you guys.
Mine, YouTube.com/YourMoney, Z-U-R-M-O-N-E-Y. And it's called the Rebirth Hip Hop YouTube channel.
What about yours, Hannibal?
Huh?
You got it on YouTube?
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of shit, new shit on YouTube and shit, you know what I'm saying? I just did a video myself, you know what I'm saying, called So Amazing. I edited that joint all by myself.
Oh, man, I ain't even put that in the switchboard. I be playing that joint all the time. I play that song with a personal joint.
I got a video that I just featured in with my man D. Luciano and my nigga Nato, you know what I'm saying? I featured on the track for my nigga D. Luch. That joint fire. It's a video up for that joint. I mean, check that thing out, you know what I'm saying? The views is climbing day by day, fast, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah, I watched that joint, you know what I mean? Definitely much love, you guys. We also got another caller from out the Philly area code. I don't know, we got to get back into this topic, you know what I mean? 267-815, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name, where are you calling from?
What up, this is Twizzy, man. I'm calling from Germantown, you know what it is. All my uptown niggas stand up.
Uptown, I fucks with uptown. It was good, are you an artist?
Not at all. I want to shout out my nigga Handleboo, my nigga Zoe Money, the shot a click. You know what it is, man.
All right, that's what's up, all love in the building. Well, tonight's topic, along with me having Hannibal and Zora as my guest for the night, is have you ever had sex with more than one person? Well, more than one female, I guess, in your case. More than one lady in one day.
Whoa.
Oh, man.
I don't want to say person. I'm going to say lady. All right, we all have to answer. Oh, no. Please tell you. Listen, we got enough stuff going on here. We all going in on the topic tonight, you know what I mean? The board just wanted to call it and show love. We don't put nobody out there. Nobody. But check out the archive. There are people let it out. Shout out to the girl, Becky. She said her actual name is DJ. She's like, everybody call her BJ. She accepted. She rocked out.
One day.
Definitely a white girl too on top of all that, so
that's
yo,
one. BL. That's tough. You got to have five in one day.
What? Five in one day? I don't know. We got ATL in the building. Once again, shout out to everybody calling in. This is a different number, not the one that was there earlier, but 404-914. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
What's happening? It's DJ Rowe. I'm the Roosters right now.
Rowe.
Yeah, big shout today. Big shout out today.
DJ Rowe, you got to meet my guest for the night. Motherfucking. I keep saying motherfucking. That's my word for the night.
Good. Motherfucking.
Motherfucking Hannibal, motherfucking Top Shotter. Yo, these niggas. Man, I don't even want to call y'all niggas. I appreciate y'all so much. You know what I mean?
Hey, what's going on in my damn Philly? What y'all up there talking about?
We talking about fucking more than one person in the night. You heard me earlier on J3 show. Have you ever had
a
monogamous
with multiple women?
You like the sixum. Have you ever had a sixum?
I ain't never had six. I've had about three or four though.
So no complaints from you.
Huh? What'd you say? Hello?
But you know what? It goes all the way. Damn.
What is it?
I said, yeah, it goes all the way down. He said he had four.
It wasn't all at the same time, though. I had two at one time and the other two earlier in the day. I got done with one, took a shower, went to the next one, took a shower, went to the house, took a nap. Then when I got me some ginseng, you got to have the ginseng.
Man, it'll never work out for me like that. After I get through the person and she don't even want me to leave.
For real? Yeah, like, right? That's how I get. I don't like my man to leave me. I never make it to the second one.
If I do make it to the second one, it'd probably be the next day. But
yo,
that night, if it's like that night type joint, whoever I'm with that night, she going to get it until I'm going to sleep tight.
Hey, look, that's why you got to just lay there and let them give you some head. You don't
got to
do the work. Let them do the work.
Oh, yeah, I do. It usually be around the time that Martin come on. So that guy would be like 11:30, 12. I'll catch them little two episodes of Martin, and then I go right back in.
You know what? It's cool. We're going right back into the music right now. Shout out to everybody who's calling in, showing love. We got.
Yeah, shout out to the A, man. My god mom down there doing her thing. Miss Peaches doing that thing. Yeah, definitely.
The fucking switchboard.
Early Media Group.
Crazy. Everybody.
Ghetto Vision.
Shout out to Demel in the building. 317, where you at? 317.
My nigga reached me and tagged down there.
317-840. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, I'm over here laughing my ass off, tripping off of the topic.
You tripping off the topic.
Ace.
DJ Ace, I thought that was you. Welcome back to the show.
Who that is, DJ? Who?
DJ Ace. Tell everybody where you at, DJ Ace.
I'm in Indianapolis.
Hold it down. So you like the music? You've been listening for a while. I see you here. Plus, well, I'm like, yo, man, I know this number.
Man, I love it. I was born and raised out on the East Coast, Philly music, New York. So to me, that music right there was taking it straight back, straight gutter.
Appreciate that. That's what we're trying to get. We're trying to get that old vibe back, man. I miss Lauryn Hill. I want her to come back, and I'm gonna campaign for it. That's my biggest feature. That'll make my day. If I do a song with Lauryn, I'll quit.
Yeah, we're going to take some love to ATL. Shout out to my motherfuckers. These my other motherfuckers. They is motherfucking Bravo featuring Bobby Valentino. It's called a song called She Got That Fire. All the X Squad DJs should have this song. If y'all don't, I got y'all. You know what I mean? I'm going to definitely hold you down. Wait a minute. I'm going to check in on this other caller. We just pressed the number one. Joining in on Philly Shine 267-323. Welcome, welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, Luciano, man.
Yo. You been busy.
What's
I was
good,
saying, hold on. We got to talk to you. After this song, we're going to holler at Looch. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call him Looch. You know what I mean? This is Bobby D in Bravo. She's got that fire. Ladies, this is an anthem. This is an anthem. I really like this song.
Yeah. Works, right? Okay. Bobby V. Bravo Young. She got that fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire. She got that fire. You ain't up to it, then you'll get retired. She got that fire,
yeah.
Highly desire,
yeah.
Body major ain't nothing minor. Throwing curves like Hershiser. Nipples poking like a pacifier. You won't hit, use a liar. With a chest like Esther ass shots. Like Buffy, I be falling in some pussy like a nigga straight crumbsy. Man, I like some Becky, but I'd rather have Tiana. Cause she got the kind of body make you go a little longer. Dig deeper. Pound harder, put me in the sleeper. Now I know that I'm a goner. Now there's nothing else to ponder on. Her leg is where I belong. So bad I had to put it on the phone.
She got that fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire.
Some connections, hook collabs up with no prop. Get between a trainer and bringing Nikki for a monot. 5-star chick with them pockets like Mariah. Hit her with the cannon, tell I'm knocking out the fire. If she very limber, bend her over like she Rosa. Put her in the same position that you see up in the posters. Everything gotta match, can't be like Angel Lola. Gotta be more like Amber or bottles of Coca-Cola. She must be a wickedness to get up in my Motorola. If she's something less than that, she won't get finished from my local.
She got that fire, she got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire, she got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
Don't chase hoes.
No.
I always get shows. New polos, and I'm packing up for Keiko's. Chilling with a cutie with a booty big as J-Lo. Still on my grizzly, getting G's like queso. I like them good girls that use their rock halos. Beyonce fine, who just love a big ego. I'm going pro, hitting sacks like the Super Bowl. Running like a colt and a chick thick as Keisha Cole. The right features, and I hit it to the bleachers. Not the keys out of Leisha. Grand slam on Serena. Go ham up in Megan's goods. Right up on Levin Wood. Since I'm a G, I hit the same spot a nigga
should. She got that fire. She got that fire. With no hands, sit back and admire. She got that fire. She got that fire. You ain't up to a thing, you'll get retired.
That's that shit. I always be putting like little lines from that song up on my fucking status and shit. Put me in the
that shit make me want to roll up a L.
Right? Roll that. Whoever ain't got that shit rolled up, you know what I mean? I'm ready.
Yeah, I smoked one already. You already know that.
Put your lighters up. Yo, Reno, we got to get a lighter on sound effect.
Fire.
Need a, yes.
My bad. I was sitting here rapping. My bad. I'm echoing.
That's you, Looch?
Yeah, that's me.
Tell everybody about yourself, man.
Man.
I met you on the Big Cheese show doing your damn thing.
Yeah, my name is D. Luciano, CEO of the Guapanese Boys and shit, Airplane Ace, NATO, Ammo Guns, so on, and, you know, we making moves. We got videos and shit up right now.
Hey, shout out that good old YouTube.
Yeah, shout out my nigga NATO. Shout out my nigga FaZe Fidel, too.
Yeah, that's my motherfucking cousin FaZe. Where Hannibal at, man? That's who I need to talk to.
I'm an uptown nigga.
Hannibal.
Oh.
And my
Hannibal.
Boy, I got a video on my boy Hannibal right now up on YouTube.
Yeah,
my nigga D-Lu.
Check that drain out.
Shout out to the Guapanese boys. They already know what it is, man. We riding hard.
That's my nigga, man.
Yeah.
My nigga, man. Oh, shit. Yo, I ain't even gonna hold you. Them Four Loko Jones is out of pocket.
Four Loko is out of pocket.
Them
y'all
got
yeah.
fucked up right now. God
Yo.
Damn. That shit is out of pocket.
Four Loko.
Yeah, I don't drink.
Yeah,
no.
I don't fuck with them Jones no
I ain't
more,
gonna lie. I had one, you know what I'm saying? And that shit had my whole body fucking hurting afterwards.
And
I
just had
like,
one,
what?
And my shit hurting right now. I just
your body
hurts
too?
I just,
oh, yeah,
my,
like,
my shit is hurting like a motherfucker.
That shit is not even cool. It's not no hangover feeling. That shit is like pain.
Yeah,
I need to retire that can.
Because you know they got a recall on them Jones. Somebody had died from one of them Jones.
Somebody died?
Yeah, some boy died from that shit. This is a recall on that shit right now. I ain't
with Bobby died already.
That's crazy. It's like that Saint-Nile shit. Yeah, I ain't into that. Anything that's $3, I just had to try it because my best friend, you know what I mean? She was like, "Yeah, do it." I was like, "All right, you know what? This shit is nut ass fucking nigga on Facebook. My page is not gonna be unpublic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep it public." But I do get a lot of stalking-ass motherfuckers who not my friends on my status all day long. Like, get a fucking life. Get a fucking life out of
right, your shit do be popping. Like, you Hollywood on that joint. You don't even reply back to nobody or nothing, man.
I do reply back. You know what I can't do? My chat. Like, if you know my chat, I can't talk to you. Because my chat is like fucking 400 names just stacked
yeah.
up. I don't know who
that's
say
exactly
anything.
How much
I get back to my chat like the next day and I actually miss a nice message. I missed a message from you, Luch. I did hear your music. You know, I stalk all y'all motherfuckers. I'm a fan. I'm a real fan. Like, I stalk everybody. So, yeah, I am listening to music. I want you on my show. Much love to everybody joining on Philly Shine, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to all the callers in the building. We got fucking ATL in here, heavy.
Shout out to ATL in Ohio.
Yeah,
man.
We got 6 minutes left in the show. Oh, wow. Went so by so fast.
Right.
I'm going to wrap up with Hannibal and Zora Money, but let me say hello to this caller, 770-873. Welcome to Philly Shine. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what up, uninspired? This is Jay Stevenson, cracking into the table. How's it going?
Wait a minute, I can't hear you. It was a little messed up or whatever. What did you say your name was?
Yeah, this is Jamie with Crack Lens Entertainment out of Atlanta. Just
Jamie.
Call and say what up. You know,
oh,
call,
yeah.
Check in, show love.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, definitely. Big ups. Man, love to you. Thank you. How you been, though?
I've been pretty good. Out here back on this road, stacking some paper, about to come back out hard. You know, still doing the promotional thing, working with a lot of new artists. I got a young L.A. on my belt now, Calico Jones with S.O.D. Money Game. So we about to hit the streets hard, come back out. And also, you know, working with the Mill, CEO, S.Y., DJs, you know, we about to shut it down.
That's what's up, as we all should. And speaking of shutting the deal with my boys, Hannibal, I'm going to let you go first, and then Zora, like, your final words, like,
my final words
is,
it's out to Uninspired, you know what I'm saying, for having me on the show tonight. I had a good time. I enjoyed all the callers. The topic was hot, you know what I'm saying, and she played a lot of hot music. And I'm definitely looking forward to making it to her next event. But other than that, everybody check out my new mixtape, Put a Muzzle on Me, Volume 1. You know, y'all already heard the features, and check out that video that I just did with my nigga D. Luciano featuring me and Nato, you know what I'm saying? Hey, and shout out to my nigga Zoro Money, you know what I'm saying? A lot of y'all niggas sleeping on him, but on the real, my nigga hot as shit, and he realer than, like,
everybody.
About 97% of you niggas, you know what I'm saying?
He is nonfiction like a motherfucker. I had to loosen him up for the show, and I appreciate you loosening up for the show. But July 4th, everybody on the line, I'm doing an artist appreciation networking party at Mill Creek. Everybody free before 11. So
yeah,
get there.
Sunday,
and
I will
get information about my next showcase. Come.
I will be burning it down. There.
Yeah, I'm only going to have a couple performances. Yes, I want you, Zor. I told you, Hannibal. Yes, I want you. But open bar, $13. You get your own special cup, and you drink it all fucking night.
Yeah, I might drink that night. $13, goddamn.
$13. Come to my party, open bar. You know, you have to pay to get in. I don't want you to pay to get in. I want you to pay to chill, drink. We're going to network and have fun. Mill Creek is so comfortable.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I just look out, man. I got Nobody Say Volume 1 getting ready to come out. This is just for the streets. I got a mixtape only for the ladies. It's called Correct Me If I'm Wrong. Then I got the street album that comes out September 11th, which is called A Martyr for Hip Hop. So in between August, like in between the beginning of August, end of August, the
What's
Broken Glass mixtape.
That motherfucking title is non.
It's called a Martyr for Hip Hop. Yeah.
Nonfiction, you guys. That's
yeah, like I'm really going in. I mean, it's not about me. It's about the movement. I love this music, and I think that this shit is going to shit. And before it go to shit, I die for it. So, musically. So,
I love
yeah.
it. Oh my God.
With that being said, you know, shout out to my nigga. And, you know, and I love you to death, my nigga, way to stay, keep it 100 with me, honest for always keeping it 100 with me, you know, that's why I'm here, and for every listener, you know, hip-hop is still out here,
yeah.
You know what I mean, we still out here, and we out here heavy, and we about to campaign real hard, because we coming together, finally.
Miss Bombay, you have any final words, any final shots? I'm getting to everybody on the line, so everybody mic is open, we ain't close this shit out right. Shut it down.
I gotta definitely shout you out, Miss Honest Fire, for doing your thing for the underdogs. And I gotta shout out Demille, X Squad DJs, all the X Squad DJs out here starting a movement for the underdogs, the people not being heard. And shout out to all the artists that's grinding and bringing music back to reality, content, and substance, because that's what I'm on. That's what we on. Let's get it. Take over.
And we're gonna have her back, and she's gonna have a sucker free TPA. Philly trip. Fuck PP fucking A. I mean, damn.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let me know. I'm there. Believe it. We got to put something together.
All right. We got a new caller who called in, 267-271. What's your name? Where you calling from? Welcome to Philly Shine.
Oh, my goodness. Honest. This is Tish. She's on the life.
Oh, what's good? Tish. He put
what's
you
up?
Out there. You going to claim him?
Yo, how about I've been trying to get on for like the last half an hour and I kept getting bumped off.
Well, you gotta join it on the top. I gotta ask you the topic question. Have you ever had sex with more than one person in one day?
Well, I guess you could say this is my coming out day. So yeah, sure, I have had sex with more than one person.
Every other day, and it's in my crib, so I don't have to travel.
I don't have to go out. It's not all stressful and strenuous as it may sound. It's actually fun, and that's what we do. We have fun over here. You see us when I come to your parties. We have nothing but fun. So.
Yeah, we was dropping it low. No lesbo next to each other, you know what I mean? Sweeping the floor with it. But also, shout out what you do, baby girl. Tell everybody. I got things. I did got the vibrators that you gave me and stuff, but I'll just give myself a massage on my shoulder. It's too rough on my coochie. What do you do with a vibrator on your coochie? I don't know what to do with it. Like, it's just shaking too much.
Look at you. You're going out with a thing.
See it. It's my coochie would be like, How do I use a vibrator thing? Because I wanted it at the I got it at the party. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, Tish. Don't be shy. Tell us how
you
to use
it. Yeah, take that to Facebook. Like,
how do I use the Facebook?
Yeah, we gotta take that to Facebook.
What is the vibrator on the string for? What are you supposed to do with it? Maybe I'll figure it out later.
No, you gotta put on the string. You walk that to the bathroom after you pull the upset.
Yo, we want my next top. Yo, I gotta have you as my co-host. We gonna have a top.
Y'all should put a dildo in the glass with a case of emergency button. That'll really shit on them. Just set that on the dresser.
If
you don't do it, I'm gonna press that button.
You fucking big head. Shout out to my Facebook stalkers. My gosh. Like, I got this one dude, he'll come and comment on my status like I was talking to him. I was like, you're not even my friend. I think I said, you're not tired, you're just good for nothing. And he got on my status like, what you talking about? I work all day and all this other shit. That's why women are not even, the shoes will fit snug. Snug as a bug. But we also got Looch on the line. You got any final words, any shout outs you want to give? Got your mic open.
Shout out Hannibal, Top Shotter, my whole fucking Guapanese boys, you.
Shout out to the hop Guapanese boys.
And motherfucking Philly, all the niggas in Philly, that's my haters. Shout them all out. If you ain't a hater, I fuck with you.
You ain't a hater, he fuck with you.
I fucks with you.
Because what about you, Guru? Guru.
Shout out, head, man. Top shout is High Speeds, Her Money, a whole movement. Shout out to my boy Curtis Starr, man. That's my label mate. Shout out to you. Shout out to that boy D. Luce. He never called me or whatever to finesse the track we supposed to do, but still big ups to him. And you know, I don't care, man. I gotta say shout out to my haters, man. Hey, that's the motivation, man. I ain't even gonna hold you.
No, ain't nothing wrong with that shit. Also, you've been listening all night long. 267-702. What's your name? Where you calling from? I just opened your mic. You wanna say hi? 267-702. Okay. No problem. It's cool. You can just listen.
Is my bad going?
Huh?
No. Who's that? About that going, it's Tish. I told you I've been getting knocked out all night long.
Well, we got you on there. Yeah, it was crazy. It was like everybody kept calling in. A couple people's numbers showed up like 3 times on the switchboard. I'm like, what is that?
What they kept doing was they was putting commercials in between, and every time you got to a commercial, it would bang you out after the commercial.
Weird. Let's blog talk for you. I don't know, disconnected. But since you got any shout outs you want to give before you hang up, before we go?
Definitely. I want to make a mad shout out to all the artists. I give y'all all props for what y'all do. I've been doing this with Zona for years, so I know that it's hard. And I'm not an artist myself, but I do got my own hustle. And I know it's definitely hard out there doing what y'all
shout
do.
Out that,
to give
shout out that hustle you got, because we got consumers on the line, definitely.
I'm an adult toy distributor. I run my own business. You can catch me at PG Smooches at Twitter. You can catch me on MySpace. MySpace.com/PartyGirlSmooches. You can catch me on Facebook at Party Girl Smooches. You can catch me all over. I'm pretty much on any site that you pretty much hooked up. I got my own website. You can catch me by my real name, Letitia Allison, that's my real name. You can catch me like that. You can catch me all over on Facebook, so I'm always on there. Like I said, I give mad shout out to all y'all, Honest, Rel, all y'all, Key. You know what I mean? I come and I see what y'all do, and it's definitely hard. So, I mean, I give shout out to y'all.
No, that's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely. Big ups to you, girl. I just told my stalker he better get his shit together before I block him. And he can't even fucking stalk me anymore. Like, you better say one more fucking thing in my inbox. You're getting fucking blocked, you stalker. You're probably listening too, fucking dickhead. I will block you, then you won't be able to see it at all. So get your comments right. I don't mind, stalker.
Fuck them niggas.
Yeah, Demel, what about you, Demel? You got any final shout-outs before we go? Wow, it was nice. It was not enough time. That's why I said I know I'm going to need a part two. I didn't even get to all the music that I wanted to play from you guys. I didn't even get Homicide loaded up into the joint. Like, Blog Talk kept rejecting it. So I don't know. Maybe send me a WMAs or we get that shit popping. We got other collabs coming soon. And also, Buck Bandit TV Magazine.
YolaSite.com
for the beautiful Bug Bandit Barbies. It's
fire.
20-something. Yes, who else? Anybody else want to say?
This is Luch. I got to get you some tricks. I got to send you some tricks.
Luch, yeah, you did definitely a good job in that video. I watched that shit. You, Nato, Zora Money. I mean, Hannibal doing y'all damn thing. Big the fuck up.
I got to send you some tricks, man.
Big up. You know, I'm going to get it. We're going to get you on the show ASAP-ish. But stay up, everybody. Hannibal, thank you. Thank you, Zor. Thank you, everybody called in. MC, motherfucking shy. I'm going to get her on here. But she's a busy woman. I love her grind. Like, she grind crazy. Shout out to also Miss Vixen. No, not Miss Vixen. Her name is Vixen. Yeah, Miss Vixen is from Ohio. Big up to you, knockout queen. Benal Vixen from Philly, amazing. Reno, you the shit. Everybody the shit. Miss Bombay, Tish, that's my girl. We be dropping it low. Friday, come out, 69th Street Lounge, Swagger ENT presents FYI Boys' first Friday party. You know what I mean? It's going down. So, and then also see everybody from Philly Shine down in Spotlight, Middle Creek, July 4th, $13 open bar from 9 to 11 or 12 or something like that. They might even do this shit all night. They fucks for this like that. Free before 11. Come through. Shout out on Philly Shine. Philly Shine will be live. You know what I mean? And this Thursday, man, I got to have my topic, sex toys and how to use them, because I got a lot of stuff. I had a couple sex toy parties, and I got equipment, and it shakes too fast. I don't even know how to use that shit. Like, dick don't even move like that. I don't even know what type of dick.
Fire. What's all the sex toys for?
The right,
why do you need all those?
What'd you say?
What's up with this? Like, somebody, why females got to resort to sex toys? They must not be getting it right. Something's wrong.
No, I mean, sometimes it's something extra and stuff. Like, I don't know how to use it, but I mean, I'm not saying I'm not satisfied. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that. But I'm just saying, I got the toys. I might as well do something with them, right? I was never a little kid that didn't play with her toys. Like, shit, I played with all my toys. I played with my brother's toys. I used to fuck up his G.I. Joes and shit. Yo, I remember my brother beat me up so bad because I fucked up his G.I. Joe. All right, but we're going to learn how to use these toys. Luch, is that?
I'm saying, like, you gotta use the toys, like, fire. You be bullshitting too, man. I'm gonna send something to your inbox.
All right, man.
I'm gonna send something to your inbox. You getting on the book tonight?
I'm on the book right now.
All right, I'm about to get on the book right now. Had this topic with you real quick.
We got a private conversation. I know what people normally be talking, and that Facebook been turning into the new booty call and shit. I'm teasing. I know you're not coming at me. But ain't nothing wrong with it. All my friends.
I ain't say I wasn't coming at you. I just said the Facebook thing be drawn to pick up females. I don't do those.
But look at you. So what you said, you know what? Shut the fuck up. Shut up. There ain't nothing going down. I'm about to lay down next to my boo. Aww.
It's hot as shit in here, though.
fuck the AC my, on, man.
It's cool, but shout out everybody. Hit me up on Twitter. The page is public. I can't add no more people because it's not like MySpace. You can't have 5,000 friends and that's it. Dumb shit. Like,
no, that's the best part about it. Ain't nobody bigger than nobody. So you got to work
the numbers. I just cussed out my stalker, and he just said, I'm sorry. I'll be good.
I'm sorry, boo.
I really feel like putting this on my status, what is going on, because I don't think anybody will believe me.
He said, I'm sorry, boo. I'm going to get out your bushes right now.
Yeah, I'm never alone. So stalk me if you want. You get tasered or shot or some shit. Where my stun gun at? Yo, everybody should get a stun gun. My homies sell them. Oh, I pushed it too far. Yeah, that's how you do it. That joint will shock the shit out of person. That's how we closing out Philly Shine. I will tase you, you stalking motherfuckers. Good night, everybody.
All right, guys.
Peace.